So welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our Sunday service. I'm so glad that you've joined us this morning. And for those of you who are joining us online, I welcome you to this service also. I invite you to join me in reading our affirmation that's on the front of our affirmation, our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're actually doing, is we are awakening to the fact that, yes, indeed, that infinite presence, that presence that we may call spirit or the divine or the absolute or God, whatever you want to call it, is expressing itself in and through everything. And that that presence expresses itself within us and through us and as us. And that it's specifically, some of the way that it expresses within us are as peace and as love, as the truth of our own wholeness, as the truth of our own authentic power. Because what happens is, as we wake up to the fact that that is our very own nature, that we can never be separate from that, then we are able to access those qualities and those characteristics when it might be challenging. When the world is not reflecting back to us, say, peace or love, we can be the ones that tap into that energy within us and bring it forward. And as we do that, we change the conversations, we change the interactions, we change the way that we actually experience the world. And because we are all connected to everyone and everything, as we change and as we come to the world differently, it actually affects the whole. And so as you consciously walk this path, giving way to your own divine nature, into that presence of spirit, you're actually acting as a beneficial presence to all of those around you and to that collective whole. And so I say thank you to each of you for walking this path, for saying yes to the call of your own spirit to be that presence in this world, and for making a difference wherever you go. Thank you so much for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She is going to lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. And Alan Busteed is with us today on piano and later violin. And our own Joy Janes is singing for us today and leading us in song. And so the song I Open Up will be up on the wall here, and so I invite you to sing along or to just turn within and let those words help you slow down a little bit and go a little bit deeper. And so I invite you just to move within to that place within you where you can just experience your own beingness.
Moving within, I center my thought and my inner being and open my mind to the creative potential of life that manifests itself in many ways and through the many qualities of spirit. I know spirit to be a perfect idea, which comes from deep within our mind, and we see it as the ever-present good in our life. I call this good forth from the deep wellspring of life within us and the abundance of the all good flows into our life, opening our minds and hearts, surrounding us and filling us to an overflowing of life's bounty. And as we live from our center within, we share this good with our family, friends, and those we meet on our journey through life. And from this place of eternal good, I bless today Living Beyond Limits, and everyone here today. I bless Reverend Jennifer and her talk. I bless Alan and his music. I bless Joy, and I bless people everywhere. And I say thank you for the abundance this day brings into our life, and so it is. Good morning, everyone. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living with Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. I live in a universe that is God-created and God-sustained, and I shall never lack any good thing. The intelligence that brought forth this universe is the intelligence of my mind today. The lavishness of nature is proof to me that my own personal life can be filled with an abundance beyond the limits of my present belief. I now accept this lavish good which God is pouring into my world by means of my consciousness. I am fully receptive to the good which Spirit has planned for me. I accept it in every form, whether money, friends, gifts, or opportunities. I seek the prosperous way of life, for I know that I am God-ordained to experience this good. I saturate my mind with God's prosperous ideas, and I give them full authority in my thinking to act through me. I know that I subjectively accept and that the law of mind has already moved into action, and acceptance is immediate. Today I live in abundance, for God supports me in every way. I appreciate the action of prosperity in all my affairs, and so it is.
And so Home Office at Centers for Spiritual Living sends out a theme each month that ministers can follow along with if they want to or not. And it's kind of just an outline, some little ideas. And so the theme this month coming out of Home Office is about abundance. And so today we're following along with their theme, as we did last week. And so last week we talked about the law of radiation or the law of reflection. How our beliefs and our attitudes are actually mirrored out into our life, radiated out into our life, and then are reflected back to us as our experience. And so that could be, when we're talking about abundance, it could be ideas and beliefs and attitudes about lack or plenty. It could be about attitudes, whether you deserve to have the good that you want or whether you don't deserve. It could be about ideas, whether there is enough or not enough. Really, your attitudes and your beliefs, the truth is that everything having to do with abundance, whether it's an abundance of friends or an abundance of time or opportunities or creative ideas, all of those ideas about abundance are reflected out into our life and then mirrored back to us as our experience. And so what that means then is if you are experiencing lack in any one of those areas of your life around abundance, it then behooves us to actually uncover those beliefs, to challenge those beliefs, and to actually change those beliefs so that they are more in alignment with the nature of life, with the opulent good of life. So that our thinking is more in alignment with that, so that we can bring more good into our lives. That's what we talked about last week. And that team that comes up with these themes actually said, money is only a symbol, one which we energize with our beliefs and our feelings. So that's what we talked about last week. I know that all of us want to have ease in our finances. We want to live with trust that we have enough. And we want to live a life that is rich and fulfilling. We want to live in the conscious awareness of plenty, that we have enough. And so there's a story that says, a Buddhist monk was walking barefoot down a dusty road when he stepped on something sharp. It stuck in his heel, so after a few steps, he stopped and pulled it out. Lo and behold, it was a very beautifully carved and very valuable gemstone. The monk rinsed it off in the well he was passing and tossed it in his satchel, along with the partial loaf of bread that was to be his one meal of the day. A little further down the road, the monk happened upon a beggar. The beggar spied the partial loaf and leapt in front of the monk, bowed three times and said, "O venerable one, I am a starving poor beggar. Might I have a taste of your bread?" Whereupon the monk pulled the loaf of bread from his satchel, before handing it to the beggar, pulled the gemstone from the crust in which it had become embedded, and then handed the entire loaf to the beggar. The beggar saw the gemstone and pleaded, "Oh, most worthy one, I have taken your only meal for this whole day, and that is not right. I see you have a gemstone, which would relieve my situation. May I give you back the bread in exchange for the gemstone?" At this, The monk promptly gave the gemstone to the beggar, telling him also to keep the bread. The beggar was ecstatic and galloped on down the road. The monk, noticing that it was time for meditation, sat down under a nearby tree. A few minutes later, he became aware of the presence of someone, and opening his eyes, he saw the beggar, who thrust out his hand with the gem, saying, "Oh, venerable one, may I please return this gem to you? I don't want it." The monk asked, "Well, what is it that you do want?" The beggar replied, "I want what you have that allowed you to give away everything." Isn't that really the consciousness that we want? That there is plenty, that we have enough, that we live in this flow of opulent good, and then have the peace and the well-being that comes from that conscious awareness? That really story also, I think, depicts what it's like walking this spiritual path when at some point we come to know that the source of our good does not come from this physical world, that it comes through this physical world, but that it actually, the source of our good is life itself, and that life is not limited, that instead life flows endlessly. It flows with creativity, and it flows with opulence, and the nature of that life is always to express. Life never stops expressing. And so what often happens when we walk this spiritual path is we become more generous. We become more giving. We become more secure. And it's like an inner security. We become more peaceful. And we become more grounded. Have you noticed any of those things? You experienced those things? And yet, there are still times sometimes when we get into fear and we hold tight onto whatever the good is that we have for fear of not having enough. Do you ever experience that too? We forget, actually, I think, that money is a symbol. That money is a symbol that something has value, that it's a symbol of appreciation, that it's a symbol that we use for exchange. That theme team said, when we recognize money as a symbol of opulence, a symbol of the givingness of life, a tool for the expression of that opulence and givingness of life, we realize we can't drain the universe. If we enjoy wonderful health, it doesn't deprive anyone else of health. If we are joyously in love, it doesn't mean somebody else is excluded from love. But when it comes to wealth, we forget the truth of the divine. We forget that we are in that flow, that we are part of that flow of the good of life, like love, like creativity, like intelligence. It's just one more aspect of the givingness of life. And so here's the thing. The opulence of the universe is kind of like a dam. Sure, there's water behind the dam. We know there's water behind the dam. You can see the water behind the dam. But we actually don't have an experience of that water until we open the floodgate and it begins to flow. Otherwise, you only have an awareness of this little, if you're the dam, this little bit of water, tiny bit of water that's up against you. But if you're the dam, once you open, you recognize that flood that just is never ending coming through. And so we experience opulence also when we use it. We experience it when we exchange it. When you buy some food, or when you take yourself on vacation, or when you buy yourself something new to wear, that's when we experience the opulence, is in that exchange. But it's an exchange. It's one thing for another, right? But one of the ways that we can experience that fullness of the flow of good is not just through our spending, but it's also through our giving. When we give, not for recognition, when we give not for the kudos that we are going to receive, when we give not for our benefit or to get something in return, but just when we give from that wellspring of the good, when we give from the opulence of life, when we give from that fullness, the fullness that fills our lives, when we do that, we increase the flow to us because we've opened the way, just like opening that floodgate on the dam. Just like a faucet. You can't receive the water until you open the flow, but you have to do the opening. And so I have a client named Lily who is from the Ukraine, and her son is living in the state of Washington, and he was born in the Ukraine also. And so he has a friend that is living in the Ukraine right now and who has just recently come to the United States as a refugee. And he was responsible for much of this happening. And he has an apartment that he normally rents out that he is letting this friend of his and his wife and child come live there for 2 years in his apartment while this war is going on. And so when these people came to the apartment, she told me that all day long it was nonstop train of people bringing furniture, a bed, bedding, utensils and things to use in the kitchen, all the things that people could need for a new home, and it didn't stop until 11 o'clock that night. The state of Washington also has a program where they already had it set up that she is going to start school the next day, this 10-year-old girl. She's going to, as well as the other children, going to have an interpreter to work with them. All of that, those people bringing things, as well as her son letting them come live in his apartment that he owns, comes from generosity and comes from the consciousness of plenty and comes from the consciousness of enough, that there is enough. Eric Butterworth, in his book In the Flow of Life, says, one of the great fundamentals of the quote flow of life is the reality of affluence. The word affluence is normally used in context of things, houses, cars, money, materiality in general. This is actually a corruption of the true meaning of the word, which means flow forth or to free flow. The same corruption is found in the use of the word currency. We use the term in reference to money in bundles in accounts. But currency implies a flow. Certainly, money has no use except in its use. So here's the thing. Here's my big point today. What happens when we hold tight to what it is that we have? We are subconsciously holding onto the idea that there isn't enough. We are holding on to the energy and creating the energy of restriction and of fear. And then that law of radiation that we're radiating out in, the law of reflection that is reflecting back to us says, okay, not enough. Okay, tightness. Okay, restriction of your good, because that's the belief that we're radiating out into life. So in turn, when we expect life to give us the good that we desire without extending some of the good that we have, it's like expecting the water to come out of the faucet without opening the spigot. We have to do the opening to create the flow. And so the title of my talk today is Moving Water. And I'm talking about how generosity and giving puts us in that flow of affluence. I'm talking about when our consciousness reflects plenty and reflects the ideas of enough and gratitude for the good that we have, then life creates more of the same for us. And so I have a question for you. What if using money became for you just a symbol of the opulence of life. Every time you used money, it became a symbol for you in your thinking of the opulence of life. What if it became a celebration of the abundance of good that fills your life and that is the nature of this universe? What if your using money became a celebration of the even more good that is to come? What if it became an expression of your gratitude? Every time you used it, it was an expression of your gratitude of that flow, an expression of the gratitude for the abundant nature of life, an expression of the gratitude for all of the good that you have. We can give from that flow, open and grateful, in gratitude and in recognition, and increase that flow from us, which increases the flow to us. And then in addition to that, what we do when we give is we give to that which we want to energize. We give to that which we want to thrive and to flourish. We give it our time. We give those things our attention or our love, or we share our gifts and our talents in those areas. Or we support it with our money. But we give to that which we want to thrive. So that means we give to, say, nonprofits that are in alignment with our values, that are doing the works in the world that we think is important. And as we do that, we act as part of the flow, because they are also in the flow of doing the work that they're doing. As you do that, you become a conduit for the energy of life. And so you have a couple of checks that are inside your bulletin. I invite you to take those out. And if you don't have a pen, to raise your hand, and Ray will give you a pen. And so what I want you to do is just to close your eyes for a second and to get yourself in the energy and the consciousness of giving way to the flow. That as you give, you are actually acting as the conduit for that energy that is the exchange of value that we exchange with each other to show our appreciation and to show that something's valuable, to recognize that you are just an aspect of that flow. And that flow flows through you. To take yourself in your awareness to a recognition and a celebration of the abundance of the universe. To recognize that it is indeed endless and boundless. To recognize that you are a part of that. And from that energy, what I invite you to do is to open your eyes, and you're going to write those two checks to anything that you want to, and you have $100,000 to spend. Whoa. To give that energy of money to something you want to support, something you believe in, something that is valuable, something that is important. To be in the flow. How does that feel? Is it fun? You know, we can't help but feel the gratitude for the good that we have when we give way to that flow. And so Evan Hodkins, in his book, The School of Alchemy, has an interesting idea. He says, spiritualize your giving. Think of it like this. You can either spend your money or you can daily be in the act of giving your money. There's a secular use of it, and then there's a spiritual use of it. Our exchange of money are opportunities for an encounter with another soul. Can you see that writing that check is actually just giving a little bit of an avenue for your soul to express? And that it is actually serving another soul, whoever it is that you are supporting by writing that check? It's putting yourself in the flow. And so my invitation is to give to what it is that you want to flourish. To give of your good to the things that you want to energize. And give as a way of reflecting the universal truth of plenty. To give way to the universal truth of enough. To give in celebration of the opulence of life, and to give as a way to just be part of the flow of life. Get centered in your own gratitude before you give. Get in that energy that you got in right now of seeing yourself and how full your life is and how grateful you are for that and how that flow is always coming to you in a myriad of different ways. Give from that fullness and give from that gratitude. And as you do that, you will be proving to your little human mind, to your little ego mind, the truth of plenty. Because that's the only part of you that gets scared, is that little human mind. As you give way and you recognize, hey, there's still enough. Hey, there's still enough. Hey, there's still enough. You prove to yourself the truth of plenty. And then in return, your life will reflect back to you the experience of even greater plenty. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you walk this path of remembering who you are and giving way to that greatness. And so I invite you to take those checks home with you, actually, to put them up somewhere where it will remind you of the joy that that experience was of placing yourself in the flow, that it will remind you of what it is that we've talked about today. And so blessings to each of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. How good it is to be in recognition of that presence of God, the presence of that infinite one whose nature is to continuously and endlessly unfold itself as the opulence of life, that it is the very principle and essence of creativity and creative expression. That everywhere we look, we see this creativity unfolding itself and expressing itself. That it is the very energy of life, the life that lives itself through all things, and the life that lives itself out through us. And so what I know is that that presence supports its own expression, and that we are that expression. Our lives are that expression. And therefore, the opulence of the universe is glad to make itself known in our lives. For it is the nature of spirit to fill. Wherever there's a void, it is filled. And so we recognize that money is just one more energy of life, one more thing that we exchange, like love and ideas, companionship, caring, kindness, and that as we share all of those things, they are never depleted. That's because spirit is never depleted. And so today we walk our path in recognition that we walk with that Spirit and in that Spirit, and that we are actually here living our lives as that Spirit. That it flows to us and through us and around us and as us and out from us, simply to return and bring even more good. For we cannot be separate from that good. And so I speak this word also not just about us in this room, but I speak this word about every single person on this planet. That the presence of the Infinite One is right where they are also. And that that infinite flow is making itself known in their lives also. For they are also the outpicturing of Spirit. And their life is also the life of God, unfolding, expressing, being its magnificence. And so I know that that presence is unfolding to meet every seeming need. For in truth, it has always been there. And as we say yes, that is able to show up in a greater way. And so we rest in knowing that truth. And I know that as this Spirit is also intelligence and wisdom and goodness, that that is also unfolding through every single one of our politicians, through every single world leader, through every decision maker. Absolute intelligence, perfect wisdom, divine order. For Spirit is bigger than anything that seems to be unlike it. And Spirit is filling those spaces and places with its beingness right now. And healing is the result of that. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of life, knowing that as we accept it, as we own it, as we believe it, as we take that in, that it is reflected out into this world and mirrored back to us. And so I release this in gratitude. And I say, and so it is.
And so it is time for our affirmation. And I invite you to join me in saying it. I give from my gratitude and a full heart. My giving is permeated with ideas of plenty and enough. In return, the universe supplies me with plenty and more than enough. And so it is.
Thank you. And so I have a few invitations. One is we are teaching a class that starts this week on Tuesday night. If you would like to take it, you still can. It's a 5-week class. It's called Changing Your Thinking, Change Your Life. It's going to be first on a Tuesday and then Thursdays following that. It is each week focused on something different. We're looking at relationships and money and health and using tools to change those areas of our lives to increase the good that we're already experiencing in those areas. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. If you are signed up for class, your workbook is here today, so get that before you leave and take that home with you. We are having a pancake breakfast fundraiser that is going to happen on October 30th. There are tickets for sale in the back and a sign-up sheet. I would love if you got your tickets today if you're planning to attend the pancake breakfast. We need to have a count of how many people are coming so we know how much food to buy. It's a $15 ticket and kids are free, so bring your grandkids if you want to. And we're going to have a good time. It's going to be at Chris Braunschweiger's house. And Matthew and Rebecca and Chris are actually sponsoring this and making the food, and it should be super fun. I wanted to let you know we are not having a service on November 6th because they are going to be voting in this building. So we've decided to give our crew a day off. Exactly. We invite you to check in on Meetup and say that you're coming, and to follow us on Facebook and to share those. You all know the building's being remodeled, so we're using either that door or that door to come in because the foyer is closed right now. And we started a thing last week that I'm inviting you to do if you would like to participate, to get into small groups of 3 or 4 people for 15 minutes as soon as the service is over, and just to share about what was the golden nugget for you today. You know, what did you get from it, or how will you apply it to your life, or what might that look like, or what did it make you think about, or just to give you an opportunity. The purpose of doing these small groups is because I had some people saying, We just don't feel connected anymore like we used to when we were at Lakewood Country Club. You know, we had so much time to hang out afterwards, and now our setup and breakdown time is included in what we're paying for, so we don't have that same amount of time. But this gives us an opportunity to feel heart connected with each other and just to get to be together. So if you're interested, we'll start that as soon as the service is over for 15 minutes, and I'll ring the bell and tell you when time's up.